shout hallelujah every day.
Welcome to today's episode of Hallelujah Every Day. I remain your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. From here, it's good morning and God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Child of God, God fights for his own children. But then you must understand that God will not lift you out of a pit that he knows you can climb out of. Today, let's take our Bible reading from the book of Exodus chapter 14 and verses 14. The Bible says, "The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace." Hallelujah. Child of God, we all have private battles or challenges that we're confronting and dealing with. For some, it's the battle for destiny. For some, it's health battles. For some, it's financial battles. For some, it is emotional battles. For some, they are dealing with battles in their career, battles for fruitfulness. Many different kinds of battles exist, and people have different battles that they are confronting. One thing is certain, you are overcoming every battle in the mighty name of Jesus. In the book of Joshua chapter 6 through 10, we see God helped Israel have victory. He caused the walls of Jericho to fall down and stopped the sun in the sky, so Israel could fight all through and win the long battle. Child of God, we know through the reading of the scripture that God goes before us in all of our battles. He fights for us. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Are you wearing yourself out trying to fight your own battles on your own? Hear me, child of God. God's battle plans is not like that of men. His ways are higher than ours. God Almighty has the final say. But if the battle belongs to the Lord, what role are we then to play? Are we to go to sleep without lifting a finger or saying anything? If the battle is the Lord, are we to celebrate and forget that there are challenges to be overcome? Child of God, we all have a role to play even when we confess the battle belongs to the Lord. Number one, we must follow his leading and his instructions to the letter if we want to see good results. Number two, we must be prayerful. Prayer is a key. Number three, we must depend on God's word. Number four, you must have courage that God is with you. Number five, you must understand that the Lord is on your side, for the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you victory. Hallelujah. That is from Deuteronomy 20 and verse 4. Number six, do not give way to fear. Fear has torment. You must be strong and courageous. Do not fear when you trust God to fight the battle for you. Number seven, always know that you are not alone. His presence is with you. Bible says in Psalm 46 and verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Number eight, remain still. That means rest in God. Be still and know that God Almighty is fighting for you. Number nine, let God be your strength. I repeat, let God be your strength. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Hallelujah. So, child of God, let God be your strength. Number 10, you must understand that you are blessed when you remain steadfast in Christ Jesus. James chapter 1 verse 12 tells us, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Hallelujah. Number 11, you must stand up to all the devil's scheme. That means put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Bible makes us understand that in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11. And number 12, always know that you are an overcomer because your God is the greatest. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 tells me, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Child of God, having known this fact of the things that we have a responsibility to do when God is fighting our battles for us, now let us pray. As you launch out today, God will go with you in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of darkness to stop you, heaven stop them in the name of Jesus. Everywhere you step into today, God will give you dominion blessings, increase, favor in the name of Jesus. Whoever is prepared to bring shame to you, shame will be their lot in the name of Jesus. Blessings of the Almighty God from above are yours today. Blessings from men from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. I command them to gather together to bless you today in the name of Jesus. I pray with you, you will not lose any battle in Jesus' name. The word of God will never depart from you. God will give you strength. God will give you victory. God will give you dominion in all that you say and you lay your hands to do today in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are blessed in your coming in and blessed in your going out. You are blessed in whatever you lay your hands to do in Jesus' name. Child of God, I dip all your petitions that you afforded through phone calls, through email, and of course, through the website, through WhatsApp also. I dip them all into the precious and everlasting blood of Jesus. Receive your miracles in Jesus' name. It is done in the name of the Father. It is done in the name of the Son. It is done in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. I must say happy birthday and congratulations to those celebrating their wedding anniversary today. The glory of God will shine on you and do something exceedingly and abundantly above that which you can imagine or fathom in your heart. God bless you. Congratulations on this day. Thank you so much for all you do to keep the podcast going. The covenant blessings attached to this vision will surely work for you in Jesus' name. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a change and positive impact. We never take your time for granted, but sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.